Oh, as you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. As you open your nose, let life be the scent. As you open your mouth, let life be the breath. As you open your hands, let life be the flesh. Layer after layer after layer. As you open your heart, let life be the heat. As you open your soul, let life be the torch. And as you open your being, let life be the juice. Layer after layer after layer. Good evening, everybody. Oh, my goodness. This is a super, super Tuesday. Oh, that's what they're telling us. I can only say that every day is a super day when you are allowing the divine spirit come into your life and just tell you what to do. When you are on the path of divine guidance, and you know, I'm Reverend Roxy, and I'm waiting for Dr. Lynn to get back from the airport, so I'm just going to have to give it up tonight. And I have a way in which I want to do that, which is just to tell you that when I speak of God, I speak of the Creator, you see. And I have to say that the Creator has blessed me in this lifetime. The Creator has allowed me to express myself in this lifetime. I am connected. I will stay connected. This is the rule of thumb when it comes to a life of spirituality, you see. Now, when we really begin to look at this spirituality, we will see that the Creator is above every human event or desire that could ever possibly be expressed. That's why I say, although everybody is talking about Super Tuesday, I'm talking about super duper 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 eternity. Oh, yes, you say. Now, had God lectured to Adam about the result, the cause and effect, and he had it said and told him, oh, if you eat of that tree, you are going to have knowledge of good and evil, and then you will not really be able to experience eternity until you get over that idea of wanting to be and wanting to know about evil. So now in this probationary life, we as a nation, as a world, as a humanity, as a civilization, must now begin to distance ourselves from what you know, stupid. And I know you really understand what I am talking about, so I am calling on all the angels, and I'm talking about you out there who have the ability to articulate, for you are the angels that I am praying for to stand up and begin to give praise to God, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds in May. In doing so, the blessings of peace be upon you and upon the prophets and upon all the souls who have come before us to do the work and best among you, or those who will now pick up the books of inspiration and begin to read them and to teach them. Whatever book. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. For every book is inspired. For we are all connected to the one. Oh, yes. Just as sure as Dr. Lynn explains it to you again and again and again. For the purpose here in understanding this here divinity is a universal, an anniversary idea. This is a universal idea. It is an idea that the one is the truth of the matter, is the absolute truth of the matter, the one. And that is the reflection, and it is the reflection of God's kingdom magnified by all, the true kingdom. And that is the one that we want to live in, is the one where everyone is carrying out the will of the revelations of God, and that we understand, that we patiently see these revelations unfolding gradually. That this is not going to happen all at once, although when it is totally unfolded, there will be a spontaneous mass motion of approval for that which is all that we are, love and joy. This is what we gave the Creator when He created us, love and joy. We pleased. He said it was good. The original man was good. It's time for us to get back to that. It's time for all of us to get back to it. This is why we're going to be doing this experiment. If any of you have not checked out the site, you have to go now so you can really understand what it is that Dr. Len is into now. We're not going to get into the bad news no more. There's enough of that out there. You can look out there and see it. There's enough people out there ready to point it out to you. But where do you go to get respite from that? Well, go within and come with us and begin to plan this experiment that will take place on June 19th through the 21st of June in the year 2009. Now, like it's Super Tuesday, we'll be able to look back because it will be almost 6 months into the new presidency of whoever, and we will have by that time polished up our vehicle, and the experiment will go down. Just like the one back in 1932 that Einstein had to wait for all that time. You know, he had all his revelations back in 1916 and all of that, and it may be that there, through the workings of Marie Curie back in late 1800s and Henri Becquerel, that they discovered a very, very incredibly powerful light. Mm-hmm. It's purple. And you can understand how when I discursively discuss these things with my listeners, you can see I'm hooking up some serious events, you see, that sent us on another path. This idea of an intellectual and spiritual fall of souls who were consumed by overwhelming arrogance, this idea of science and math that would be able to manipulate matter in the spirit of mischief. All of this is to teach us right now the accumulation of stupid, of the prototypes of evil that tempted Adam in the beginning when the original man was walking on the earth for the first time with his little lady, you see. They were clearly warned, don't eat the fruit of this tree. But that fruit must have been sweet. When that, she must have got on, you ain't never tasted nothing like this before. And we can see within the original man there was no firmness against this. And I think that probably that is the reason why the Creator said, don't eat of this tree, you ain't ready. And I'm not ready to show you eternity. You have to be tested like a good car coming out of Detroit. These are the things that we're talking about. And so how does this all register when you listen to it, whether you're listening to it live for the first time or you are listening to it on the archives, as we begin to explain to you the contributions of many and many, many, many more people who are coming to explain to you exactly why it is that we have to overcome this thing called self, this arrogant nature that we have, this prove it to me nature. Well, if it isn't, because I'm going to tell all those out there, them all them God-fearing people out there that really love nature, love, that although there are those that want to test this here postulus, this here thesis that we are putting down, that our voice can tone in the same way. If we were made in the image, and I mean in the soul image, in the imprint, if we were made in that image, and I have no supposition within my own faith. Oh no, fear is a result of unbelieving, unfaith. This is the truth of the matter, you see. And when you really understand that, and you really begin to have faith, and today is the Have Faith card, so we speak of. When we speak of all of our spiritual falls, all of the points and times when we know that the decisions that we made were not good ones because they were not doing good. They may have done you some good, but they're not doing the world any good. And so from there you judge. And now here we are standing on the press, Super Tuesday, and many, many people running, and we are splitting our affections and our belief, our hopes, into certain people that are running in this race. And this is an interesting phenomenon, because when you look at it from a spiritual point of view, you can begin to see what the people really are. And then you have to ask yourself, what is it that we as a nation need at this particular moment? Do we need people who have been raised in the Kissinger mode? Or do we need people who have been raised in the Carter mode? Either way you look at it, you're dealing with military. Any way you look at it, you're dealing with intelligence. Any way you look at it, you're dealing with people who have a vested interest in covering up their faux pas, their inabilities to say no to evil, to line their pockets, to create countries, to create dictatorships, to serve the purpose of keeping the seas a scary place so that they can transport their drugs and move commerce through, and oil through, and natural gas through, and setting things aside for the future and placing bets in the past that come to fruition in the future. You know it's all going on if you was just paying attention, but, you know, the commercials come on. The news is right there. They're telling you all day long. They have to. There's a thing called the Congressional Record. There is no secret as to how we have come up to this day where our Congress is scared. And I understand why they're scared. There's been so many scandals. You don't know how dirty everybody is. And everybody says they've repented. But if that's the truth, then why so much more scandal being added on with all the bailouts and the subprime loans? And we're being talked about. And this is why I and Dr. Len have decided to take a sabbatical, you see. I know everybody out there can understand this. This is that we have to, because there are very few people out there really demonstrating that they really have a handle on the situation. Now, this is what our delegates, all these people are supposed to go on. Now, it could be just a party, but this may be the most important election because, see, it's all been engineered. Now, I've known about this date for a long time. It's not like this date is the result of last 4 years in planning to deliver the states and the candidates early so that you weed out everybody else, you see. No longer really do the delegates duke it out. It's already been figured out. But and if they are allowed to duke it out, it's between the choices of the powers that be that say, you two duke it out, and when it's over, shake hands, be nice, and maybe we'll make you preside over the Senate, and you get to be president. But either way you look at it, it's all not really what it's supposed to be and what it was all supposed to be in the beginning, you know. And if people are figuring it all out, and the powers that be have it all figured out, and you all know what it's going to be, well, that's cool. Then I pray for a dark horse candidate. I pray that all Republicans and Democrats really begin to look at how y'all been had and how there's this centrist kind of people that have this here, the whole thing of Super Tuesday is a Southern man's idea. You know, this is so engineered. And the news media make a big deal out of it, Super Giga Digga Digga Gigabyte, you know, Tuesday, and everybody's looking, and candidates are split up and front runners. But look at who's really running. That's the insight that you need to get. Do your homework. Check it out. You hear the name Romney. Check it all out, you know. Check it all out. And then look at and ask yourself how they expect to respond to all the issues that are coming up as we begin to try to survive the economic upheavals of misbanking and all of that. You know, it is for me to say that, I know that all of you out there understand what I'm talking about, you know, and if you have and want to jump in here, you know, come on. I'm open to it until Dr. Len gets on. You know, we can talk about this live, h2o.org. That's it, live, h2o.org. You know, go there, look at it. It's a beautiful site. Dr. Len put it up himself, you know. We're not going to spend a whole lot of money on trying to pre-plan, but, boy, he's done a good job, and we hope to have the site grow so that you can tell other people about and have them point to it. What better place for us to do this than right out here in the middle of an ocean, in the last state to enter the Union, Hawaii, and on the island of Hawaii, on an island of a living, breathing volcano. This is all exciting steam coming up. We've had a lot of rain here, a lot of cars, a lot of floods. Mother Earth is testing Hawaii, testing the infrastructure, testing everybody. Everybody's on alert over here, flash flood warnings and things. And I'm sure all over the world, if you begin to Google or begin to check the weather, you'll see that there's a lot going on. Boy, oh boy, there is sure enough a lot going on in the world. And my slant on it is that it's us, you know, that we are in some way manipulating the weather, either through our thoughts or through some serious laser work up there in space. Who knows, you know. A lot of times y'all hear hear Dr. Len talking about, you know, that we're in water, that there's water in space. There's a lot of chemicals in space. There's a lot of metals in space. And now man is in space, you see. And man is in space doing all kinds of experiments. And these experiments are going to yield results that will give them understanding, they believe, of what could possibly happen when starlight composed of ultraviolet light hits major pockets of gaseous material and the kinds of materials that could be made and then rain down on Earth, you know, in whatever time. I know y'all understand all of this stuff because it all really goes back to the craziness that we're now dealing with today as a result of the atomic era that we all have come from. We have gotten our hands on some kind of poison, and it has allowed us to lose our true self. And now our DNA is all discombobulated, and we now need to have the technology that can heal the DNA. And that comes with frequency work. That doesn't come with all of, it doesn't have to come with this highfalutin, nuclear, you know, microscopic nanoparticle kind of operations that they're doing and putting little bugs on viruses and sending them into the bloodstream to go into a certain organ. Oh, this stuff is really sick. You know, this is not how we were created, and they're messing with and creating new hereditary strains of different things. And it's cool because, like I said, we do have knowledge of good and evil, and so therefore, you know, the prototype of evil that tempted Adam in the first place still exists in the world, and God is so great that God even gave stupid respite, you know, and send him down here to do his job, which is to lead as many as you off as he possibly can. Don't you feel like that sometimes? Don't you feel like everything that's been happening, like for all of you out there that are like in your 70s that may be listening or listening when you listen to the archives and are directed to, I'm really talking to all of you out there that are like 55 and 60 and 70 years old, those of you who have attended world's fairs and everybody talked, all the corporations talked about what a wonderful world it was going to be. And there were back then people that were saying, you know, we better slow down, we better look at this. No, you better not include this into our environment. This is dangerous. You know, I take you back, if you're listening to the archives, you'll hear me speak of Max Müller, who in 1947 gave a Nobel lecture, prize-winning lecture, on mutations. And instead of listening to this man and heeding his warning that we as human beings are numbered by many mutations, there's this evil side of our whole government and existence of science that says, that's a pretty good thing. That's kind of like, you know, let's work from there, because if we can control this idea, then we can create cancers that won't spread as epidemics. We can just knock certain people out of the box, make them sick, and watch them die, you know. This is pretty cool, rather than having us have to, you know, drop a whole bunch of bombs on America and ruin all this wonderfulness that we have here. Let's just slowly but surely, through our chemical processes and everything that we're learning in our university laboratories, and laboratories are a place where we need to look, and association of our government with universities and the grants and all the things and the foundations and what work they've been doing and how it might have gotten out of hand, I got some ideas. You know, for when I was a kid, I was always told there are only 7 million rotten, nasty people in the world. They just keep moving around a lot. And I believe that the inheritor of the office of the presidency in 2008 has and will be probably the most interesting person ever to assume the office, because they're the ones that are going to have to deal with the reckless spending. They're the ones that are going to have to deal with the insane dying and disease and death and all of the things that are going to be coming and flying over their heads. And the infrastructure, as it begins to cave because it can't maintain itself, as we've seen, will just cease to exist. And so then that is where our spiritual exercises, our calmness, our ability to reason, all the things, the ability to deal with people who might be in crisis, don't know what to do, our idea of dealing with these things has going to have to come out. And wherever you are, there is an agenda as to how to deal with this chaos. And like here in Hawaii, they just decided to deal with it by investing in more, tent cities. For when hits the fan, they'll be ready. So you can feel that prevalent thought is coming in, and that's why we need to have this practice of the voicing and the toning and the praying and learning to pray correctly so that we can offset a lot of this thought, you know, so that we can change their minds, that we can ask them to distance themselves from this, to awaken to the idea that where they're going is not leading anywhere to a place of result that would want to expound and send off into eternity. Just like you don't need to call back a good gene. Oh no, that goes out and it just follows and follows and follows and follows and follows and does what it's supposed to do. And now today, with the way in which man is able to introduce new hereditary strains into our environment, combining plants and animals and doing all, because they have this knowledge of evil that is propelling them to have these thoughts that end up in creating monsters and creating problems and creating choked rivers with algae or whatever the result is. And then what's really wonderful and why we're teaching this whole thing about fluidity and flowing and about the Creator's infinite mercy is that within our society, hallelujah, there are people who are diligently working to come up with the answers to what stupid has set forth in our environment, and that is the mercy that the Creator has given, that we should have people to be so smart and so foresighted, not hindsighted, but foresighted to know, now that y'all swimming in your debris, have you ever thought about this? Then you're like a rescue. Then you see the shifting tides change. And that's all we're looking for. We're looking for the ending, the happy ending. And that's why Dr. Len and I are letting go of all the bad news. It doesn't matter who they electing or saying looks good for the in the Super Tuesday. We have our eye on the prize, which is coming up in June of 2009. And guess what? He's here. He has arrived. Dr. Len, pick up the phone and give praises for being back here on the Big Island.
Reverend Roxy, thank you so much for filling in for yours truly on the Inside Hour.
Oh, you're most welcome. Give us a prayer.
Oh, Heavenly Creator, we praise you for a glorious blessing. Thank you for delivering me safely back from Houston, Texas, to the Big Island of Hawaii. Thank you for blessing all of us, and thank you for protecting all of us during this extremely interesting period where, you know, it says, Heavenly Creator, that the righteous are your children whose steps are guided, and through this interesting time where the challenge is also our greatest opportunity. So we thank you for the opportunity, the challenges, and the safety, and the angels of protection that you provide in our travels and our steps. And may we continue to be blessed as your righteous and humble service. to you and your people. In Yasha's name, I praise you, and your name, Creator, I trust. Amen.
Amen. Yes, yes, yes. So what's the news?
Oh, there's so much news. I don't even, you know, actually, I'm going to go to USA Today. This I had to pull this past weekend was USA Today. You know, that's fun, you know, being back on the mainland and being back on the road again, Willie Nelson's song. You know, I get to look at the newsstands, and I see what Babylon is engaged in, what stupid is and stupid does. And this is very interesting, this weekend's life section of USA Today. And I'm going to, if I get a chance, write a rebuttal to this, which is an article called Healing versus Hooey. Alternative therapies are put under the microscope. And this is a slam dunk attack against alternative medicine, natural healing by stupid is as stupid does. And what's also hideous is right next to this is an article called Blood Pressure Vaccine with a big question mark. Shots could take people, could help patients take fewer medicines is the headline. And it's a story about where the RX generation, you know, I was in the baby boomer generation, and you were too. And then not long ago, we had the X generation. Well, this new generation, I don't know if you're aware of this, it's called the RX, the prescription med generation.
The treatment generation.
Yeah. And so this isn't where the culture, American medical culture is going. They're developing vaccines, this article talks about, that, quote, con the immune system. Now, the whole thing is a con. Medical deities are cons artists. And what's interesting about this healing versus hooey article is that their thesis is that everything we do in alternative medicine is simply a result of the placebo effect. That's right, that there's no effectiveness whatsoever beyond placebo for anything, according to the USA Today, for any of the herbs, homeopathics, acupuncture, color, sound, light, frequency, therapies, prayer, is hands-on, you know, all of it is simply placebo effect. And medicine, modern medicine, it heralds here, is so much better and so much more effective. Well, if their thesis is accurate, if the placebo effect is the only thing that's accomplished, then the question becomes, well, what about the nocebo effect? What about the opposite effect? That means if you take a room full of 100 cancer patients and you give them a sugar pill and you tell them with authority and sincerity that this is going to cure your cancer in 3 weeks, 30% of those people are going to get cured. But there's also the opposite. It's called the nocebo. If you take a room that is full of 100 healthy people and you tell those 100 healthy people with sincerity and earnest, in, you know, alleged integrity and scientific credentials that they're likely to die within 2 months of a hideous cancer, you'll kill about 30% of that population. So that the reality is that if this article is accurate, then what the medical deities are doing is accomplishing genocide under this, you know, medical practice, medical malpractice, by simply telling people that they've got diseases, that they've got labels for diseases, that they've got prognosis for diseases. So it really is a total trash, an attack on alternative medicine. And it comes at a time when in the same newspaper, our good friend, Dr. Jonathan Wright, who's been at the forefront of alternative medicine for decades, had a full-page advertisement placed in this newspaper to bring people to the awareness that the Food and Drug Administration, the federal drug advocates, I call them, the FDA has outlawed last week all of the estradiol, all the natural female hormone phytonutrients and supplements. Anything that has a natural is generated naturally and has the same chemistry as normal female hormones, estrogens, estradiol, etc. All of those are now under strict regulation by the Food and Drug Administration, and that it's all to benefit the drug industrialists and to go along with what's called Codex Alimentarius legislation, which is the regulation of the entire industry of everything from food and drugs, everything that goes into the alimentary canal, the digestive system, is now under attack, under strict regulation. So this was an effort of Dr. Wright and the organizations that he serves as consumer advocates to wake people up to this hideous attack on their rights to free access to these medicinal substances that then USA Today, what do? They put in this feature story not only that the future of healthcare rests in this new vaccine that I'm going to talk about in a minute, but also this healing versus hooey, that alternative therapies have nothing beneficial to offer the public. That is their primary thesis. Now, here is this article about blood pressure vaccines, conning the immune system to relax the arteries. This is an article, folks, about where the vaccine industrialists, the literally military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel directors are going with regard to the body sovereign, the fact that your body is a Holy Spirit-filled temple, and that nature, that is, Creator, created you to operate optimally and in balance with nature, harmoniously with the divine Creator's integrity, and that ultimately all the chemistry that's going on is in synchrony and harmony and resonance to these frequencies of divinity. And so the concept here that a company has developed a blood pressure vaccine. Now get this. Here's what it amounts to. Your blood pressure is controlled by a number of hormones. Those blood pressure hormones are connected to everything from your hormones and chemicals and blood factors that regulate your renal function, your kidneys, and those are connected to the adrenal glands, and that's connected to this, to that, all sorts of things from the hypothalamus and the pituitary shunt to the secretion of various hormones that affect everything. In essence, your endocrine system is really a neuroendocrine system, is really a neuroimmunological endocrine system, so that your entire body is in one synchrony or one harmony and balance. By nature, you have an orchestra. That's why I say there's a great creator of universal orchestra, the great composer, the master conductor, master composer of the universal orchestra is constantly singing love songs, and part of the manifestation of that music is in your own body. It's operating perfectly. Well, here is the first news that the future of healthcare and the future of the way things operate in your body is going to come from a vaccine or a series of vaccines. They're going to regulate everything. This particular vaccine targets arteries to relax. It does so by they take a virus, and they inject into this virus a natural hormone. They recombine a virus with angiotensin II, which is one of the blood hormones, the chemicals that cause your blood vessels to constrict, causing an increase in blood pressure that's necessary to keep oxygen flowing to your brain. So you need that hormone. It's a natural hormone. In fact, when you are lying down, you get up in the morning, you don't pass out as you stand up from a reclined position because of this particular hormone called angiotensin II. Well, get this. This vaccine is going to be injected into people to prevent high blood pressure, they say. It's a virus that they've taken and mutated and recombined with the natural hormone angiotensin II, such that when you get this injected into your body, your own body begins to develop antibodies against angiotensin II that, in the specific chemistry that they've injected, combine with the receptor sites on your muscles, or your smooth muscles and the arteries and the arterioles and your blood vessels, so that it can't react to your angiotensin II. So now let me ask you something, folks. You heard me right. They're going to create this false sense that your blood vessels are continuously relaxed, so that what do you think is going to happen to the rest of the symphony? It's like if you have one instrument that is allowed to play continuously throughout the symphony, what happens to your appreciation and enjoyment of that musical score, that composition? You get up and you walk out because it sounds atrocious. That's precisely what they're proposing is the future of modern medicine. And that this, of course, is absolutely ludicrous, but this is what they're doing. They're literally promoting this kind of concept as part and parcel of the American cult, the indoctrination and manipulation of the mass mind into lunacy and hypocrisy. Yes.
Guess where they getting the protein from?
On the angiotensin?
Yeah, where are they getting it from? Guess where they're getting it from?
I have no idea. Where?
They're getting it from shellfish.
Oh, from shellfish. Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
Now, if you put that together with the idea, now, anybody that is getting this high blood pressure thing,
Well,
what is the chances of some of these people going to have a shellfish, shrimp, lobster, crustacean, people that can't
allergy.
Eat allergies.
Absolutely.
What do you think going to happen to the population when they grow
up? It's a very, very high probability. And, in fact, that's where exactly, you're absolutely right, this is where most of the allergies and the asthma comes from. Because, you see, a lot of the bovine fetal tissue is where they source a lot of these vaccines from. And when you get injected with bovine fetal serum, which essentially grows the viruses, they grow viruses in those protein cultures, and that subsequently those, you have to understand, when you take a fetal calf or a bovine fetal serum from a mother who's been grazing in the field, eating the grains, and then you inject that in a vaccination into a human bloodstream, then what happens is you develop the sensitivity. It becomes an antigen that your antibodies naturally respond to. You have a hypersensitivity reaction to, and it's chronic, whereby then when you get exposed to these pollens and weeds or whatever grains that they have been eating, then you develop an allergy to those. Now, that's where a lot of these food allergies have been coming from, according to the evidence that I've been reviewing. There's very little other evidence. There's no other really good theories that are out there that better explain this concept of skyrocketing rates of asthma, hay fever, allergies, and then, of course, the autoimmune diseases that have been likewise linked to the vaccines injecting into your systems foreign proteins from various sources like bacteria, viruses, fungus yeast, chicken embryo, as I mentioned, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues with the polio vaccines, smallpox, of course, is cow pus. And so you begin to realize that when your autoimmune diseases skyrocketed over the last 50 years dramatically, you've got the Reverend Roxy's pointing to oral polio vaccine. Get online.
Yeah, here in Hawaii, limpets, which is what they're making the vaccine from, are the opihi that the fishermen gather on the sides of the rocks, those little things that you see them sometimes. I don't know if you've ever noticed this. That's what they're making this vaccine. In the ocean.
Yeah, well, they're taking all sorts of things. And when you realize that the drug industrialists actually never have to prove safety and efficacy, and that the Food and Drug Administration just basically rubber stamps it and allows it to go to market, versus what they're doing is controlling the natural substances. So in other words, they can give you the most toxic substance without testing efficacy and safety, and yet they're going to regulate all of the beneficial natural things that have been blessing communities and individuals for centuries, literally, or if not millennia. So you begin to realize that we're dealing with something that is beyond comprehension for your average Joe. You know, again, stupid is as stupid does, but the, most of the public believe in, you know, the commercials that they see on Super Bowl Sunday, and they take in this propaganda, this yellow journalism from USA Today, and they simply then think, well, you know, I'm not going to try that particular acupuncture treatment, or I'm not going to go to a homeopath, or I'm not going to go to a chiropractor, or I'm not going to go to essential oil therapist, because these are banned in the USA Today.
Yep, that is true. And yet, if you look back in the Bible, if you look back in your history, you will see these very same therapies being used and being the rage and working for people. Scents, perfumes, things way back when, poultices, sage, burning sage. What is it that all of these people have been dealing with death and disease all their life, and boils and sores? What have they been doing? They've been using before the pharmaceutical company. So what do we got going on here? We have the perpetration of a fraud.
Absolutely. That's exactly what it is. And you know, the fraud really begins, and I've been thinking a lot about this, in the Garden of Eden. The real fraud begins where you turn on this egoic mind that thinks you know more than the Creator. It begins when you lose your faith and trust in this Holy Spirit-filled source that gives the sustaining, rejuvenating, energizing love and joy that is within us and that is flowing within and throughout everything, that this is our Creator's magic. And if you lose faith and trust in that and you give it over and you become a pagan, and you know what? When you really begin to think about it, this whole concept of Judeo-Christianity and Muslim mentality, where you have a medicine cabinet full of all these pills, and instead of going into intense fasting and prayer and building that Holy Spirit, you pop these magic pills to cure your every ill, what you're really talking about is you're a pagan. That's what you're really talking about. So I don't care whether you're a Jew, I don't care whether you consider yourself a Christian, beware who call themselves Christians who are not. Beware of those who call themselves Muslims who are not. If you consider yourself a Jew, Christian, or Muslim, and you've got medicine in your medicine cabinet, and that is a satanic sorcery fraud that you are investing in, you're supporting, and you're even intoxicating yourself with, then what you are is really a pagan. That's it. Clear, concise. And the reality is that no healing comes anywhere but from our Creator. But what moves the DNA and the electrogenetics and manifests you as literally, here's your definition, the definition of a human being, a digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibration. And if you don't get it, that means that you don't recognize that the kingdom of heaven is near. In fact, it's so near, it's basically crawling up your butt. It's all over you. It's in you. It is what makes you happen. You wouldn't be manifesting right here, right now, wherever you are, if it wasn't for that Holy Spirit flow. And the reality is that, you know what, I mentioned the butt, but the reality is that, you know, we think of these things as yucky and pewy, and that's not of God. Well, you know what? The Creator created it, so it's got to have a great function. And, you know, look at what we do here on the Big Island of Hawaii. We turn garbage and crap into manure, and from that manure, tremendous life and fruit grows. And so you begin to realize you've got to rethink everything. You've got to look at how you are a hypocrite yourself in terms of where are you placing your faith and trust. Is it in the medical deities? Is it in the television? Is it in some other pagan symbol or statue or whatever it is that you're engaging in that doesn't put this first, this kingdom of heaven first that you're supposed to seek, which is right inside you and right around you. It's the musical mathematical matrix of divinity that's blessing humanity. If you put your faith and trust in anything else, including your own thoughts, including your own, you know, most of the thoughts that you have, think about it, are associated with fear. Pain, fear, loss, threats to survival, that's what triggers the ego mechanism. And when that ego mechanism is fired and firing, you're really questioning your own stability. You're questioning your own safety. You're questioning your own integrity. And the reality is that you're questioning God. You're questioning whether or not God has a blessing for you in whatever pain, whatever displeasure, whatever fear you have in your head at any given moment. And that's what's got to change, and that's what's changing. And what we're engaged in, and particularly for those of you who haven't seen it yet, go to the website liveh2o.org. That's www.liveh2o. That's water. H2O.org. Liveh2o.org has the description and presentation of the concert for the Living Waters that we've scheduled for the summer solstice of 2009. That is June 19th to the 21st, 2009, in nine cities around the world. I know we'll have one here on the Big Island of Hawaii. There's another one, apparently it's being organized, and I don't have definitive confirmation yet, but in New York at or Toronto side, Canadian side of Niagara Falls, there'll be a concert. We just got confirmation on the River Nile in Nigeria. We will have one of the concerts. Vienna, Austria, in the Danube, next to the Danube River, we will have one of these concerts. These are the first sponsors, and you can read about it as we continue to feed the website, liveh2o.org. Jonathan Goldman is contributing an online temple where we will be singing. 144,000 voices will be singing in cyberspace, and we're going to be taking those frequency signals coming from the 528 frequency of love, which we now have identified and we can play. And in fact, you can go online to lovetherealdavincicode.com. If you're a musician, you can tune your guitar or any stringed instrument to the 528 frequency of love. Well, this knowledge is giving us the capacity to think about how this concert, which is prophesied in the Bible, it is prophesied in Revelation 14:1 through 6, you can begin to read about singing a new song. You can read about this as in its relationship to the key, that's a musical note, key to the house of David. And that this whole concept of embracing the Creator and living in that Holy Spirit like King David did is associated with a musical note. That's the 528 key of love. And that's what we have now. Now you begin to think about this concept of living in your head versus living in your heart. The concept of living in fear, living in pain, living in this pagan Babylonian lunacy that tells you to pop your magic pills to cure every ill instead of relying on that Holy Spirit flow with full faith and trust, you begin to realize that, gee whiz, if we're going to have a messianic age coming soon to a family and a community and a state and nation and planet near you, if we're going to have 1,000 years at least of world peace, the age of peace, and if this incredible spiritual renaissance is not just happening but accelerating exponentially, and if all of this is happening, where is your fear mentality going to run? Because it's got to go somewhere. It's going to be extinguished. Because when you're not in your heart, and you're in your head, when you're not in your heart in faith and love and trust, that means that you're in your head in fear, in lack, in concern, in judgment, in guilt, in whatever. Whatever is not in keeping with the divine harmony and your full prosperity, again, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, then all, everything else comes unto you, full prosperity included, not just financial wealth, but health, wealth, happiness, sustainability, all of it. So you begin to realize that what this concert is engaged in doing and what you and I are engaged in doing is preparing to baptize, that is a water baptism, preparing to baptize the planet with the frequency of love. And the concert concept happening on summer solstice 2009, that gives you about a year and a half to prepare everyone, to get the word out, to be engaged, to be helpful and administrative, supportive, be a sustainer, be a founding sponsor even at this point. Go online and connect. And then what you realize, what we're really engaged in, is a process that ultimately will take us back to before the original sin, to restore what's missing and broken, because there's nothing missing and broken in the kingdom of heaven. And to do that, to be in that, to live in that peacefully and harmoniously, you can't be in your head, you got to be in your heart. That means that ego mechanism, that egoic mind is going to shut down. And it's going to shut down more and more and more and more, and you're going to have peace and quiet in your own head. And for those of you listening, I'm sure that you've already experienced the bliss of that. And that's where we're heading. We're heading into bliss. We're letting go of the lunacy and the lack of integrity of the manipulations and the coercions and the enslavements of being human instead of superhuman, of being a victim of the state-sponsored terrorism, a victim of religious indoctrination. Victims of it all shall cease as we get out of this fear-based mentality and into our hearts in love and into that Holy Spirit flow and into the synchronicity of life and into the divine appointments and the destinies fulfilled that we're supposed to have to fulfill our true calling, to express our true gifts. All of that is the promise of the Messianic Age about which we speak. All of that is associated with the music of divinity to bless humanity. That's what the concert for the 144,000 about is prophesied to be about in Revelation 14, 1 through 6. That is what this concert for the Living Waters, liveh2o.org. Go on the website, get it. And I want to thank also, your support is very important. Go to the catalog online. If you can use some of our products and our educational materials and the fabulous Green Harvest, I lived off of that while I was on the road the last couple of days. It's basically a fabulous, organic, optimally organic food. Green Harvest, you want to lose weight, balance your blood sugar, and feel energized. Drink some fruit smoothies like I do with Green Harvest. Go to the catalog online at healthyworldstore.com. Healthyworldstore.com and order some of the products there. That supports us, that sustains us financially so that we can continue this magnificent work that we're doing. And you know it. It's on behalf of the Creator and humanity. Love you, folks. We've got a break now. It's the end of the Inside Hour. Talk to you again next week. Y'all willing. Same time, same place. 12 midnight East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific. Thanks to BBS Radio. Tell your friends about BBS Radio. We'll be back again next week. Love you. Bye for now.